أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتوب فأولئك هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. Now, as we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about discord. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about disharmony between two groups of people. Then Allah had given us a very positive responsibility, and that is فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا or فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Our responsibility will be one of reconciliation between the parties. Here in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continue to speak about our community life, our social life, and in order to avoid discord of any form whatsoever, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us three prohibitions. And if we as an ummah can abide by these three prohibitions, that is abstain from it, keep away from it, then obviously we will be able to create bond of unity and muhabbat in our communities, our families, our social environment, etc. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa an yakunu khayran minhum wala nisa'un min nisa'in asa an yakunna khayran minhun. O you who believe, let not a community, a people from amongst you scoff or mock at any community or people. Asa ay yakunu khayran minhum, that perhaps that community that you are mocking and scoffing at, they may be better than you. And then further emphasis in the ayat, Allah says, wala nisa'un min nisa'in, and let not any woman scoff or mock at another woman or at other women. Asa ay yakunna khayran minhun, that perhaps those women who they are scoffing at or mocking at are better than them. Now on the one hand, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala used the word qawm, qawm, a group of people, and here Allah Rabbul Izzat used it in the meaning of a group of men. And then again, for further emphasis, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reiterates the prohibition by then prohibiting our sisters, the women of Islam, not to scoff, not to mock at each other. One conceivable reason the Mufassireen have written, the commentators have written, is that in our Islamic social circles, we will find that there is no intermingling. So on the one hand, men will be in one group, women will be in their own groups, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addressed the two groups separately. And together with that, others have stated that one should also consider a great deal of emphasis by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that no other ayah of the Quran in which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives a command or a prohibition has been so emphasized like this. Now, to scoff and mock at a person definitely is not permissible by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is not permissible in the Shariat that one person cannot mock, one person cannot scoff at another person. And then over and above that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala now speaks about another aspect. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, do not find fault with yourselves. Do not finding fault with yourselves obviously means do not find fault with others. Do not find fault with others, because if you find fault with others, they would begin to find fault with us. Now again, insofar as finding fault with others doesn't necessarily mean, when we speak about mocking, it doesn't necessarily mean that one uses his tongue only, but every action of the body, every gesture of the body that would suggest that one person is mocking another, that one, a person should abstain from and refrain from. And then together with this, to find fault with another person in every way, in every manner, whether it is regarding the physical body of a person, whether it is regarding a habit of a person, in all instances, we keep away from that. To this extent, we find Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Amr ibn Shurahbil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say that if I am walking past a person that has become so demeaned that that person drinks milk directly from the udder of an animal, from the udder of a cow, for example. Now, can we imagine the scene that there somebody is under a cow and he puts his mouth to the udder of the cow? He said, then also I would not mock and scoff at that person. I would not look, find fault with that person, for the simple reason is this, that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may one day make me do the same. So it is of utmost importance that we guard ourselves from going into wrong by mocking at others. And like that, similarly, many other sahaba have narrated similar with regards to mocking and scoffing at others, finding fault with others. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the third prohibition, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ, and do not call each other by nicknames. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shameful or evil are these names of transgression after you have brought iman. Now when a person begins to mock people, he finds faults, and then we will find added on to that the habit of giving people nicknames, especially those nicknames that have bad connotations, those nicknames that have bad meanings. And the Mufassirin have actually spoken about a person that commits a sin, and that person may be a habitual sinner in a particular aspect or not, then people begin to call that person by the name of that sin, and that is most especially referred to in this ayah. To this extent, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu quotes a hadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person commits a sin, and that person makes tawbah. He makes tawbah, he sincerely repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven the person. Now we give that person a nickname by the sin that he or she had committed. Somebody had taken alcohol, and wa na'udhu billah, we begin to call that person a drunkard, and the modern terms that we have in these days, we begin to apply it and use it to the person. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say, our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I fear that the person that gives such nicknames, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also involve him in that very same sin. So these are very serious matters insofar as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, insofar as this particular ayah is concerned. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Some exceptions. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala rahmatullah alayhi was asked the question that when you read hadith, you will find narrators of the hadith that have been given some kind of nicknames, somebody as crippled, somebody with weak eyes, somebody by the color yellow, and in that way, these names, it becomes famous also, they become known with these names, Amash, etc. And hence, what is the situation with that? So he said that there is no problem, it is for identification purposes, and from there, we will also understand that if there is a nickname, the person doesn't have the problem with the nickname, then there will be no issue there. But Allah says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ, then whoever does not make tawbah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, then such are the wrongful ones, such are the unjust and transgressive ones. Usually, you will find the methodology of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever seeks forgiveness, whoever makes tawbah, Allah will forgive. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone on to the reverse, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ, that whoever does not make tawbah, because these are such habits, especially when we look at fault, find faults in others, it is a habit that is very difficult for us to take out from our lives. The great poet has said that the day when I saw my own faults, I stopped looking at the faults of others, and if we can all turn our eyes towards our own faults, our own weaknesses, then we would not look at the faults of others. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.